The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Amy Wentley for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Daily. The first article today is Vaginal Estrogen. It isn't just for menopause. This local hormone treatment can be life-changing for a range of ages and conditions. Unless you've been in an isolation chamber for the past few years, the words vaginal estrogen likely conjure an image of 50-something women fanning themselves while having a hot flash. It's true that vaginal estrogen is mainly used to help women of a certain age, think perimenopausal and menopausal 40s and 50s, get more lubed down there. But that isn't the only purpose of this local hormone treatment. We use it as early as childhood and as late as when a woman hits her 70s, 80s, or even 90s, says Rachel Rubin, MD, a urologist and sexual medicine specialist in Bethesda, Maryland. It's safe and effective at all ages. In my opinion, it's a disaster that it's not prescribed like candy. Here's a closer look at vaginal estrogen, what it is, what it can treat, and why females may benefit from it, whether they're 5 or 95. What exactly is it? Vaginal estrogen is, quite simply, an estrogen that you apply to your vagina. It comes in 3 forms, a cream, a tablet, and a vaginal ring. It's used to treat symptoms of vaginal dryness due to low levels of estrogen, says Joanne Pinkerton, MD, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Virginia Health System in Charlottesville, Virginia. You'll usually use it once a day for 2 weeks to start, and then 2 or 3 times a week for maintenance. For most women, low levels of estrogen occur when they hit perimenopause. Vaginal estrogen is often described at this point to treat symptoms like vaginal dryness, itching, and burning, a condition known as genitourinary syndrome of menopause, GSM, explains Pinkerton. But there are other times in life when you may benefit from it too. Who needs vaginal estrogen and why? Simply put, any woman who is low in estrogen is a candidate for vaginal estrogen, says Stephanie S. Faubian, MD, medical director of the Menopause Society and director of the Mayo Clinic's Center for Women's Health. In fact, it's been given to girls even as infants or toddlers. Here are some stages at which it can be prescribed. Childhood. About 2% of all infants and toddlers experience labial adhesion, where the inner folds of skin that surround their vaginal opening fuse together. Our genitals are very hormone-sensitive structures, explains Rubin. When girls are young, before they go through puberty, all genitals are small and often look red and irritated due to lack of estrogen and androgens, she adds. This also makes them more likely to get a labial adhesion. Most of the time, doctors adopt a watch and wait attitude as these adhesions tend to resolve on their own. But occasionally, they can lead to urinary tract infections or difficulty urinating. The treatment? Small doses of vaginal estrogen applied daily as a cream for several weeks. Reproductive years. Women on the birth control pill can experience vaginal dryness even though theoretically they're getting plenty of estrogen. This is because oral contraceptives reduce the production of androgens by the ovaries, explains Fabian. These androgens play a role in vulvar and vaginal health, and low levels can lead to vaginal dryness. Vaginal estrogen may help compensate for lower androgen levels, says Rubin. Don't worry about estrogen affecting your partner's penis either. The amount of estrogen absorbed into your vaginal lining is so low that it causes no side effects in males, she stresses. Vaginal estrogen can be helpful while breastfeeding, too. When you are nursing, high levels of your other hormones, when you are nursing, high levels of other reproductive hormones, such as prolactin, inhibit your estrogen levels. This allows your body to create plenty of milk, but it also leads to vaginal dryness, says Fabian. A 2024 paper published in the journal Sexual Medicine Reviews found that about 18% of breastfeeding moms reported this symptom after 6 weeks. The paper also found that vaginal estrogen was safe and effective and wasn't passed to the baby through breast milk. You have way higher levels of estrogen in your body when you're actually pregnant, reassures Fabian. Perimenopause. In your late 30s or 40s, you may notice that you get more frequent urinary tract infections. It's not a coincidence. Just like your vaginal tissues start to thin out, your bladder lining also thins and becomes less elastic, explains Pinkerton, all of which makes you more vulnerable. The most recent American Urological Association guidelines recommend that all doctors suggest vaginal estrogen therapy to their peri- and postmenopausal patients with recurrent UTIs. The vaginal estrogen plumps your tissues out, making it more acidic and less favorable to bacteria that can cause a UTI, says Fabian. Menopause and beyond. This is when GSM can really wreak havoc, causing painful sex along with frequent pesky UTIs. The answer? You guessed it. A 2023 study co-authored by Rubin and published in the journal Urology Practice found that vaginal estrogen can reduce the risk of recurrent infections by more than 50% among female Medicare patients. It's important because the older you are, the more likely a UTI is to land you in the hospital, says Rubin. UTIs represent up to a third of total Medicare spending for people over age 65. If there was a greater push to use vaginal estrogen, we could save Medicare billions of dollars. About that scary warning label. When you pick up your tube of vaginal cream from the pharmacy, you'll see a warning on the box saying it raises the risk of endometrial cancer, cardiovascular disorders, breast cancer, and even dementia. Understandably, you may freak out, but it's simply not accurate. In 2003, the FDA put a blanket warning on all estrogen products, even though local estrogen that you use as a cream or tablet is much safer than taking it by mouth as a pill, explains Rubin. Since it is inserted into your vagina, very little, if any, gets in your bloodstream. More reassurance? In 2022, the UK equivalent agency to the FDA, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, conducted an extensive safety review and reclassified a certain form of vaginal estrogen known as Gina 10 from a prescription to an over-the-counter medication. All this boxed warning does is make both women and their doctors afraid to use safe, effective medication, Rubin stresses. The bottom line. If you are experiencing vaginal dryness, or if you get repeated urinary tract infections, make an appointment with your OBGYN or primary care professional. We always like to do a thorough evaluation, says Fabian. If low estrogen is the culprit, vaginal estrogen is an option for virtually any woman. It's such a low dose that your blood estrogen levels will stay in the postmenopausal range, says Fabian. This makes it a reasonable option, even for women who aren't recommended to take oral contraceptives or hormone therapy, such as women with a history of breast cancer or blood clots, she adds. A study published in 2024 in the The Journal of America's Medical Association Oncology found no higher risk of breast cancer death in survivors who used vaginal estrogen therapy compared to those who didn't. There's also no age limit as to when you can start vaginal estrogen. The right time is any time you're bothered by vaginal dryness, whether it's because you're having painful sex or uncomfortable burning and itching or even frequent UTIs, says Ruben. I have 95-year-old patients on vaginal estrogen. There's no reason why any woman at any age has to suffer when we have such a safe, effective option out there. Our next article is Oprah on a New Way to Dream. We each keep growing into the best we can be. This is from the Lifestyle Intention section. Every week, Oprah sets an intention exclusively for Oprah Daily Insiders with reflections on topics like letting go, forgiveness, coming into your own, and more. Hi, everybody. Well, it was another life well-lived week for me, and I hope it was the same for all of you. I think the standout moments for me this past week were getting to know Tina Knowles in a more close-up and personal way, interviewing her for the Oprah podcast, which you can now see on YouTube or listen to wherever you listen on Spotify or Apple. I chose her book for the book club because it made me think of my own matriarchal influences and all the women who've come before me and how their spirit has poured into mine. Her story is about her earlier years. Growing up until now, and how growth in mothering never stops. All you mothers are certainly going to appreciate it. I also saw another Broadway musical, Sunset Boulevard. It left me in awe. And what a blessing to witness Nicole Scherzinger meet the rising of her life from pop star to playing the classic role of the faded movie star Norma Desmond, trying to hold on to a past that's gone. Her performance in this play is otherworldly, reminding me once again that we each keep growing into the best we can be. Both my encounters with these women this week. Tina Knowles says she feels more free to embrace her full self now at age 71, we were born 3 weeks apart, than at any other time in her life. And when I met Nicole backstage, she said she's never been more proud to be fully seen in this moment. And my goodness, is she vibrating at the highest level. And one of the themes and powerful songs in this Broadway sensation, Sunset Boulevard, is called New Ways to Dream. She sings, "Everybody needs new way to dream." And we were all rising out of our seats, giving her a standing ovation in the middle of this play because it just resonated so deeply. If you can't get to the play, you can download the soundtrack. Everybody needs new ways to dream. Don't you feel that? I love thinking, what will be my new way to dream? And that's my offering to you this week. I hope you find a new way to dream. We're going to move on now to the styles section, and this is for spring of 2025. 14 best sun hats to stylishly protect from the sun's rays. Hat hair, don't care. You know you should apply and reapply sunscreen every day, but experts say a beach hat is an important accessory too. It's a simple and effective way to cover up your face and neck, possibly preventing age spots and other skin damage. Plus, it will complete your stylish summer ensemble. Hats definitely work when it comes to sun protection, says Dr. Diane Davis, a board-certified dermatologist. It's important to cover up as much of your skin as possible if you are going to be spending time outdoors, adds Davis, who also suggests wearing long-sleeve shirts, pants, and sunglasses with UV protection. Look for a wide-brimmed hat that covers not only your face, but also your ears and your neck, she says. It's a good idea to avoid straw hats with looser weaves, which don't provide adequate protection. Think of it this way. If you can see through the construction, UV rays can also filter through. With that in mind, whether you're on the hunt for a wide-brimmed straw hat to go with your new swimsuit, a packable style for travel, or a sporty version with UPF 50+ for hiking, boating, or gardening, we selected the best beach hats to sport as we head into warm weather season. Number one is the best overall sun hat. The Solbari Ultra Wide Cotton Linen Hat UPF 50. As featured in 2024's Sun Awards, Oprah Daily editors can't get enough of the premium sun protection brand Solbari, S-O-L-B-A-R-I. Take this wide-brimmed sun hat that is equally as beautiful as it is protective. It gives you a wide coverage of the face, neck, and shoulders thanks to the 6-inch brim length. Made of durable yet soft cotton and linen blend, the hat's UPF 50+ gives you protection from UVA and UVB rays. With a detachable chin strap and adjustable tie inside, you can customize the fit. The materials making up this hat are a linen and cotton blend. The colors it comes in are light natural, desert sand, sage, navy, light blue, and black, and it has a UPF protection of UPS F50+. Why we love it? The reliable UPF 50+ sun protection, the premium materials, finishes, and construction, the beautiful design that flatters the face. What to consider? This hat is pricier than other styles. You can get it for $79 at solbari.com. That's S-O-L-B-A-R-I.com. Or $79 at Amazon. Number two, this is the best budget sun hat. Furtalk Foldable Beach Sun Straw Hat with UPF 50+. With a full bendable rim and high UPF sun protection, this is a great floppy hat to fold up and pack in your beach bag or weekender. You can choose from 8 timeless straw and ribbon combos, from black and white to tan and brown. For those with larger heads, there are 2 sizes, medium large and large extra large, for the perfect fit. For days spent beachside with sea breeze, there's also a chin strap to keep your hat secure. The materials used in making this hat is a straw blend. The colors, it comes in mixed beige with a black ribbon, beige with a blue ribbon, black with a black ribbon, khaki with a coffee ribbon, mixed beige with a beige ribbon, pure beige with a black ribbon, pure khaki with a black ribbon, and mixed beige khaki ribbon. The UPF protection is not certified. Why we love it? It has an accessible price point, it's travel-friendly design that folds up in luggage, many color options to choose from. What to consider? UPF protection is not certified. And this hat is $26 at Amazon. Best sun hat for your hair. Hairbrella waterproof satin-lined sun hat. A sun hat with a twist, a satin lining that helps avoid hat head, will protect and delight any beachgoer or hiker, Oprah said when highlighting Hairbrella for her favorite things list in 2023. Each Hairbrella hat is made with a high-quality silky nylon material to protect your face and hair from the sun and water throughout your summer adventures. The patent-pending ventilated satin lining prevents overheating while reducing frizz and hair damage. Plus, the elevated design looks just as great by the pool or the beach as it does out exploring. So this hat is made from silky nylon. The colors are black, forest green, paloma, blush, orange, and white. The UPF protection is UPF 50+. Why we love it? Lined with a ventilated satin to protect your hair. Its silky nylon looks stylish and UPF 50+ and waterproof material. What to consider? The brim may be more flexible than structured. This hat is $49 at hairbrella.com and $54 at Amazon. Hat number 4, the best straw sun hat. The Salting Classic Fedora Ivory. Oprah donned a marigold felted wool version of this fedora on the cover of O magazine and loved it so much that she had a straw one custom made for warm weather. Crafted in Pennsylvania, each hat features chic white braided straw and the brand's signature contrast rope and brass tip detailing, with a crown and brim that are softly structured for an elegant shape. It's a timeless style that will endure for many seasons to come. This hat is made out of straw. Its colors come in ivory and sky blue. And it offers UPF protection 50. Why we love it? UPF 50 sun protection, premium materials made in the USA, and 4 sizes for the perfect fit. This is pricier than other styles, although at thesalting.com, this hat is currently 50% off, so instead of being $175, it's now $87 on their website. Hat number 5. This is the most stylish sun hat. Helen Kaminsky Kala Cotton Twill Hat. Our editors were swooning over this entire collection of fabulous headwear. Helen Kaminsky makes incredibly chic accessories, especially sun hats, says fashion editor Sarah Clousing. This flattering style, which also comes in natural stripe, offers generous UPF 50+ protection and instant style points. This hat is made from cotton twill, and the colors are black with white or natural with white. The UPF protection is UPF 50+. Why we love it? It's beautiful and unique design, premium fabrics and finishes, and UPF 50+ sun protection. What to consider? This is pricier than other styles. This hat is now 31% off at HelenKaminsky.com. So that's H-E-L-E-N, Helen, K-A-M-I-N-S-K-I.com. This hat was $245. It is now $170 at their website. Best Cloche Sun Hat. Cool Bar UPF 50+ Carolina Summer Cloche. Cool Bar's woven cloche hat is made from premium woven raffia with a slightly structured and stylish design. I received so many compliments wearing this hat, says fashion editor Sarah Clousing. It looks just as great on the beach with my favorite bikini as it does for days under the sun. I love the elegant shape and the soft details like the hand-tied bow in the back. The 3-inch brim offers full face and neck coverage without feeling overbearing. This hat is made of straw. The colors are natural, black, and red crush. The UPF protection is 50+. Why we love it. The stylish design goes with different bathing suits and outfits. It offers reliable UPF 50+ sun protection. It has premium material, finishes, and construction. And what to consider? It does not roll up for travel. You can get this hat today. It's the Coolibar UPF 50+ Carolina Summer Cloche. You can get it at coolibar.com. So that's coolibar.com. Or you can get it for $69 at Amazon. Hat number 7. Best Bucket Sun Hat. J. Crew Raffia Bucket Hat. Looking for the perfect sun hat for your weekend getaway? J. Crew's best-selling travel-ready Raffia Bucket Hat is a foolproof solution to looking fabulous while protecting from the sun's rays. If your weekend capsule skews towards classic black or milky neutrals, you'll be equally as stylish whether in natural or black straw. Do you think you have a small or a large head? Fear not. This hat comes in 3 different sizes, from extra small to medium large for bigger heads. Plus, it's lightweight and absolutely packable for wherever your travel adventures take you. Why we love it. It has an attractive design and looks great on most people. It rolls up in luggage for easy travel, and it comes in sizes extra small to medium and large for the perfect fit. What to consider? The brim may not offer enough coverage for some people. You can currently get this hat at J.Crew, either in a store near you or on their website, jcrew.com, and it is now 42% off. Instead of $98, it is $56 at J.Crew. Hat number 8. Best Sun Hat for Petites. The Wallaroo Hat Company Petite Sanibel Packable. A star in the Sun O Awards, our editors rely on Wallaroo Hat Company for premium designs and sun protection. This style specifically is UPF 50+ fabric certified by the Australian Radiation Protection Agency, ensuring an impressive blockage of harmful ultraviolet rays. We also love that it has an adjustable crown for smaller heads, says Clausing. A 3.75-inch brim keeps your face and neck fully shaded throughout the day. Plus, how flattering is this braided style just in time for a summer capsule wardrobe? This hat is made out of straw. It comes in white beige, camel, or coral. The UPF protection is UPF 50+. You can get this now for $61 at Amazon. Why we love it. Stylish and flattering design, high quality material and finishes, superior UPF 50+ sun protection. Again, $61 at Amazon. And number 9. The Coolibar UPF 50+ Sid Travel Beach Hat. And this is the best packable sun hat, number 9. Market director Ray Ann Herman loves Coolabar, a brand celebrated for its quality pieces made with sun protection fabrics that block 98% of UVA and UVB rays. If straw isn't your style, our editors love the brand's Sid Beach Hat that's made from silky nylon. It's travel-ready with a wide brim and style points to boot. From summery hues like this sage green and navy to timeless shades like black and sand, trust that you're going to want this hat in every color. This hat is made out of silky nylon. The colors are sage, black, navy, and sand. UPF protection is UPF 50+. Why we love it. It's a high-quality construction. It has high-quality fabric and finishes. It has reliable UPF 50+ protection, and it is stylish and has a flattering design. What to consider? Some may prefer a different fabric. You can get this hat, which is, again, the Coolabar UPF 50+ Sid Travel Beach Hat. You can get it at the Coolabar site, and that would be coolabar.com, coollibar.com, for $49. You can also get it for $49 at Amazon. Hat number 10. The Best Western Sun Hat. Sunday Afternoon's Kestrel Western Hat. If you have already invested in a classic sun hat, have some fun with different shapes and embellishments, like this Western style from the beloved milliners at Sunday Afternoon's. Family run for over 4 decades. This company is climate neutral certified and offers a lifetime guarantee on its chapeaus. Oprah Daily Associate social media editor Mandy Montez loves the thoughtful details from the leather strap to the pretty stone embellishments and shapeable band for the perfect customized fit. This hat is made from a straw blend, and it comes in tan or horizon blue. The UPF protection is 50+. Why we love it. It's shapeable for custom fit and packing convenience. It has superior UPF 50+ sun protection, and it comes with a stylish design and finishes. What to consider? It's not waterproof. You can get this hat at Sunday Afternoons, sundayafternoons.com, for $46. Or you can get it for $46 at Amazon. Hat number 11. Best Sun Visor. Simplicity Roll Up Wide Brim Straw Hat. Heading to a super sunny destination, this best-selling visor is designed to easily roll up in your suitcase as a foolproof solution for days spent soaking up the sun. Whether you're poolside, on the beach, or exploring the sights, the extra-wide 5.12-inch brim offers the ultimate protection from harmful rays. In the back, an adjustable bow closure works around otherwise tricky hairstyles. Bonus, it comes in over a dozen different shades, all that offer 50+ protection. This hat is made of straw. It comes in the colors coffee, aqua, black, camel, coffee, key lime, midnight, red, teal, and black and white. The UPF protection is UPF 50+. Why we love it. It rolls up for easy packing and travel. It comes in over a dozen colors, and the wide brim and UPF 50+ protection is why we love it. What to consider? the top of your head is not covered. You can get this hat on Amazon for $18. Hat number 12. Best Cotton Sun Hat. Scala 100% cotton medium brim cotton hat. Sometimes only an old school floppy hat will do. This design, which is available in a plethora of colors, never goes out of style. It offers UPF 50 plus sun protection you're looking for, with a hidden inner drawstring for an adjustable fit. The adjustable 2.5 inch brim offers plenty of protection for the face, ears, and neck that won't look cartoonish even on smaller heads. Plus, each hat is made from 100% cotton that's crushable, packable, and comfortable. This hat is made of cotton. It comes in olive, white, aqua, black, blue, natural, navy, pink, red, and taupe. The UPF protection is UPF 50+. Why we love it. It's 100% cotton and is lightweight and breathable. It comes in 10 different summery shades, and it has reliable UPF 50+ sun protection. What to consider, the floppy style can be read as casual. You can get this hat for $30 at Walmart, $32 at Kohl's, and $40 at Amazon. Hat number 13, Best Outdoor Sun Hat. Outdoor Research Oasis Sun Sombrero with UPF 50. Made from a lightweight, durable, and water-resistant rip-stop fabric with solar shield UPF 50+ sun protection, Outdoor Research's ultra-wide brim hat is ideal for your outdoor activities, from boating to hiking and gardening. Thanks to a longer brim in the back, this sun sombrero offers optimal coverage for both your face and your neck. We love that it comes in a dozen summery hues, as well as sizes small to extra large for personalized fits. This hat is made out of rip-stop fabric, and the colors are, get ready for this, sand, sea glass, khaki, pool blue, swell blue, raspberry, haze, lavender, orange fizz, quartz, white, moondust red, summit blue, Neptune green, and solid pewter. It offers UPF 50 protection. Why we love it. It has an extra brim for front and back coverage. It has reliable UPF 50+ sun protection. The headband wicks away moisture. What to consider? The fabric and the design can read as casual. You can get this hat for $45 at Outdoor Research .com, $42 at Zappos, and $30, now 29% off, at Amazon. And our last hat is the Best Fedora. Pineapple and Star Straw Fedora Beach Hat UPF 50+. Menswear inspired fedoras won't be going out of style anytime soon. This one is constructed from a finely braided paper, straw, and poly blend for a crushable and packable travel-ready style. The defined crown, medium 2.5-inch brim, and elegant contrasting ribbon make this a flattering silhouette for women's face shapes. While you can choose from a small, medium, or a large size head, each hat also has an inner adjustable band and a detachable chin cord for a personalized fit. The materials, it's made out of straw, and it comes in the colors coffee, aqua, black, camel, coffee, key lime, midnight, red, teal, and black and white. It has a UPF protection of 50+. Why we love it. It has UPF 50+ sun protection. It is an accessible price point. There are several color options. What to consider? The fedora style isn't for everyone. Right now, this hat is on sale. It's 12% off at Amazon. It was $40. It is now $35 at Amazon. What to consider when shopping for sun hats? Consider the materials. While you can find classic options in straw and raffia, you can also opt for cotton twill or silky nylon, depending on your desired look and feel. UPF protection. Look for hats that have been verified for ultraviolet protection factor, UPF, of at least 30 and up to 50+. The brim size. In lieu of baseball caps that only cover the face, we chose hats with a full brim to guarantee coverage of the ears and the neck. And the design. We considered the quality of the construction, fabric, and finishes of each hat. How we chose the best sun hats for women. Our market and style team is dedicated to finding the best of the best. We selected the top sun hats proven to protect from harmful UVA and UVB rays. Over the years, we have called in and tested dozens of sun hats from a range of budgets and styles. After conducting our own research, these are our recommendations as experts. This article was written by Bridget Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y. She's a contributing writer. Bridget is a writer, editor, and craft stylist with nearly 15 years of experience. She specializes in lifestyle topics, including home, health, parenting, beauty, style, food, entertaining, travel, and weddings. She has written for Glamour, People, Good Housekeeping, Women's Health, Real Simple, Martha Stewart, Apartment Therapy, The Spruce, and more. Our next piece is from the lifestyle section. Hotels we love. Glen Eagles Townhouse. This old world charmer is a golf lover's dream. I'd book another night at the Glen Eagles Townhouse just so I could have dinner again at its restaurant, The Spence. The place feels like a movie set, located steps from the lobby, in what was a 19th century bank building. The restaurant thrums with energy, a center bar aglow in warm light. 60-foot-high ceilings peaked with an etched glass rotunda, a riot of music and cocktail-fueled chatter. If you're new to town and you had to pick an orbitable center of Edinburgh, you'd pick the Spence. Maybe I have a soft spot for this hotel and its restaurant because of how I got there. My wife, son, and I had just driven 4+ hours from the Northwest Highlands across the Mars-like landscape of the Cairngorms and through the rolling green hills of central Scotland, populated with more sheep than we possibly could count. Along the way, there was a characteristically Scottish mashup of mist, rain, wind, and sun. We had come to Scotland to look at colleges, but what we got was an escape. We all managed to downshift, and as a family, get on the same frequency. Having traveled enough with a teenager, I've learned to realize that not all vacations feel like vacations. This one did. The trip started with a quick stay in London seeing old friends before heading north via train, the perfect way to slip into a new headspace. The ride to Edinburgh is just over 4 hours in one of these clean, high-speed, quiet European trains that make Amtrak feel like a belching 19th century locomotive. As the train approaches Newcastle, it hugs the rugged east coast of England before breaching the Scottish border. Pro tip, grab a seat on the right, aka coastal side of the train. We rented a car in Edinburgh and drove about 90 minutes to St. Andrews. We struggled to find a parking space in the centuries-old town with its narrow alleyways, eventually squeezing ourselves into one alongside the 18th fairway of the old course directly across from our hotel. As a golf nerd, this rendered me pretty much speechless, you know, just pulling up on the most storied patch of real estate in the long history of the game, right as the setting sun, painted itself across the coastal sky. A quick sidebar on golf in Scotland. What's so appealing about it is how not fancy it is. Scottish seaside courses are neither manicured nor defiantly green. The fairways turn a toasty brown in the dry months of summer. And the private clubs aren't all that private. They pretty much all accept visitors. At St. Andrews, students can pay £360 for unlimited golf year-round at any of the town's 5 courses, including the celebrated Old Course. During our drive north to the Highlands, we stopped for an impromptu bathroom break and a bite in a town called Dunkeld, where we stumbled upon Dunkelds. What a stumble. A small, friendly, nearly everything and everyone in Scotland is friendly. Grocery store / bakery / cafe. It's the kind, welcoming, small-town spot that immediately makes you feel like you're part of the fabric of the town. And of course, immediately makes you think, I wonder if I could live here. The homemade pappardelle with wild mushroom ragu was far better than I could have imagined. The bacon sandwich on thickly sliced homemade bread, well, sounds simple, tastes sublime. When you're in the northwest corner of Scotland, you feel removed from the grind of the world and from life. But while not being completely off the grid, we hiked. We hung out at our bed and breakfast style hotel. We visited some small towns. I might have snuck in a bit more golf. And we generally achieved that feeling of being somewhere else that is not mentally or physically back home. We had officially gotten away. By the time we had pulled into Edinburgh, I was ready for some city comforts. Gleneagles Townhouse offers them in abundance. Located in a Georgian-style mansion in the center of town, it celebrates the old-world charm of Scotland while offering every new-world amenity you can imagine. There's an elite subterranean workout facility, the Strong Rooms, that incorporate the bank's vault, along with infrared sauna pods, cryotherapy, massage rooms, a full slate of classes, and more. It welcomes locals who join as members, as does the hotel's rooftop lounge, the Lamplighter, a plush indoor-outdoor terrace space that overlooks the city. The guest rooms get the details right, from the clawfoot tubs and emerald-tiled bathroom walls to all the little things, like a pebble-grain leather case that stores the TV remote, to a buttery soft leather portfolio kitted out with notepads, postcards, and menus. What I love about staying at a hotel with a wonderful restaurant is that you take an elevator down and poof, you're right there. And when dinner's over, no need to worry about finding your umbrella. Hello, Scotland. Or whether the Uber surge pricing is as stiff as it is back in the States. You just get up from the table, perhaps just a bit tipsy, and you weave your way through the dining room and back to your king-size bed with a kind of remarkably soft, voluminous duvet that only a fancy hotel can achieve. And dinner itself? We settled into our plump banquette, grabbed our spiffy S-monogrammed napkins, and enjoyed the kind of quality produce and locally caught fish and grass-fed beef and lamb that we'd come to expect in Scotland. I would call the food at the Spence fancy-ish, but not complicated. Crispy Scottish langoustines with a garlic emulsion, oxtail tortellone with a deep amber consommé, lamb loin paired with a coquette of braised lamb's shoulder, buttery pureed potatoes for the table. At some point, I got up to take a peek at the open kitchen, bustling with line cooks, firing this and plating that. At the pass was Chef Johnny Wright, upbeat and charming and chatty, and preternaturally calm, as only top-tier chefs can be while a packed dining room is in the throes of service. I'd say the dinner was the end of my affair with the Spence. But the following morning, before darting to the airport to fly back to New York, I returned to the dining room just as it opened at 8 a.m. Breakfast is included in your stay. And the soaring room, awash in natural light, had a completely different vibe, but one that was just as welcoming, much like the waiters themselves who encourage you and your teenager to order as much as you want. It's all included. Dad, readying for his return across the Atlantic, went with the superb Crispy Crispy, or what we back in New York would call a bacon and egg sandwich. My son basically ordered half the menu, and if he happens to get accepted to college in Scotland, I know where we'll be staying and eating for Parents' Weekend. As we're coming to the end of today's reading of Oprah Daily, I will start a list of 15 books that can help explore the complexity of motherhood. If you have a complicated relationship with your mother, or with motherhood generally, these stories of maternal ambivalence, grief, and estrangement are here to hold you. Mother's Day is on the horizon, and all of a sudden, images of selfless moms and dutiful daughters are unavoidable. But for many, the term motherhood evokes emotions that are far more complex than anything you'll find in a Hallmark card. This time of year can be particularly painful for mothers who have lost children, daughters who have lost mothers, women who have struggled with infertility, or women who are childless by choice in a culture where that choice is all too often dismissed or outright villainized. Indeed, motherhood is placed on such a high pedestal in our culture that any note of ambivalence around it can lead to stigmatization and scolding. Lucky for us, the writers on this list don't give a hoot. Whatever your flavor of maternal complexity, these books hold a mirror up to your experience and light the way through it. Number one, for mothers who have lost children. Things in Nature Merely Grow by Yiyun Lee. That's Yiyun Li. Things in Nature Merely Grow. Mothers who outlive their children often inhabit a world of hushed silences and euphemisms. Written in the aftermath of losing both of her teenage children to suicide. Lee's memoir stomps through a territory we are told to tiptoe in and fills a void of language with booming insight. Excuse me. A few days after James, Lee's 19-year-old son, took his life using the same method that his brother had 6 years before, the acclaimed author told a friend half-jokingly that she would write a self-help book about radical acceptance. The book she ended up writing could hardly be classified as self-help. As Lee warns the reader early on, it will not provide the easy satisfaction of fulfillment, inspiration, and transformation, but these pages, refreshingly absent of euphemism, platitudes, and false optimism, or an ounce of self-pity, provide something far more useful, a vision of maternal grief that is both brutally honest and ultimately survivable. This review was written by Charlie Burlock. You can get this book, and again, it's Things in Nature Merely Grow by Yiyun Lee. You can get it for now at 10% off at Amazon and Walmart, and at $23 and $24 at bookshop.com. Well, it looks like that brings us to the end of today's show. I will continue this list next week. So I would like to thank you for being here today with me, and we will now close out the show. We have run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Amy Wentley, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Oprah Daily is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, excuse me, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.